So, Dr. Parker, can you tell us about this new project?
Of course. Yeah, this is a project we're doing in partnership with Department of Health and Human Services, and specifically the Biomedical Advanced Research and Development Authority, and also with Altimmune, who actually has been developing this anthrax vaccine candidate. So it's a strong partnership, and it also involves our partner, Fujifilm Biosyn Technologies of Texas. And it's to continue and move this vaccine candidate really from the laboratory into early advanced development so we can move it into clinical trials for further testing.
And many people may not realize that anthrax is still some sort of a threat to us. Can you explain what this will mean for the future of the disease?
Well, anthrax, bioterrorism preparedness is very, very important, and the threat of bioterrorism is very real. And so anthrax is at or near the top of any list that might include the bioterror agents that we need to be prepared for. And so having additional anthrax vaccines and continued development of new anthrax vaccines is very, very important to our preparedness efforts. The threat of bioterrorism is real.
And what would this also mean for the future of the university?
Well, this is just an example of the university's commitment to national service, and this just fits in right with our culture of translational research, trying to move things out of the laboratory from the research discovery and make them useful products. And this is just yet another example of Texas A&M's commitment to service, national service, and service to our country, service to our communities and families.